been wait and see a happy day, and then you pay and feel like shit the morning after. But now I feel changed around, and instead of falling down, I'm standing up the morning after. Situations get fucked up, turned around sooner or later. I could be another fool or an exception to...
What's up, guys? It is Quay Edwards. I am back for my third semester at WMFO, and this is London Calling, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm so excited to be back with you guys. It's been way too long. I hope you guys have had a good summer, and I'm here to play you some music and hopefully have a good time. Hopefully you guys enjoy my music taste. This is new for me. This is a particularly early slot for me. My first semester, I had a 4 a.m. slot. Last semester, I had an 8 p.m. slot. 9 p.m.? Don't really remember. Anyway, we'll get back into it. And yeah, enjoy. That was Say Yes by Elliot Smith. And next we have I Know You by Faye Webster. So enjoy.
You're holding me and holding back. I don't really care for that, just you. There's a pause between every minute, feeling like I need something, it's just you. Thank you.
That was I Know You by Faye Webster. I've been very into that song the entire summer, and Faye Webster is getting more and more popular, which, great for her. You probably know her from other songs like Kingston, or if you're on TikTok, she's on TikTok, but I found this song, I don't even know how I found that song. I'm actually joined today by a very special guest, my girlfriend Max, and she's here for my first show of the semester, which is a special treat because she actually has class during this time, but it got cancelled, so we're very lucky. And anyone listening to my show last semester are probably big fans of my very reoccurring guests, Kashvi and Ishan, but unfortunately, they have class too, so I don't know how often they'll be able to join us, but hopefully we'll see them at some point. So our next song is She's Just a Friend by Cardinal Bloom. Max is looking at me very, very, you know. Anyway, but I just like the song, and I will get back to you soon. Anyway, enjoy.
Cause me back, don't try and follow me, 'cause I'll return as soon as possible. See, I'm trying to find my place, but it might not be here where I feel safe. But we all learn to make mistakes and run from them, from them, with no direction. Conviction, 'cause I'm just one of those ghosts traveling endlessly. Don't need no roads. In fact, they follow me, and we just go in circles. Well, now I'm told that is life, and pain is just a simple compromise, so we can get what we want out of it. Would someone care to classify our broken hearts and twisted minds, so I can find someone to rely on and run to them, full speed ahead. Oh, you are not you. We are just misguided ghosts traveling endlessly. The ones we trusted the most pushed us far away, and there's no one road, and we should not. Just a ghost, and still they echo me. They echo me in circles.
Hello, that was Misguided Ghost by Paramore. I was kind of throwing it back with that one because I had a huge Paramore phase when I was younger. By younger, I mean like 13, because I'm not that old now. But I'm actually super lucky not only to have Max in the studio with me, but also because my family is listening. And I'll tell you why this is lucky, because last semester my show was at like 8 p.m. 9 p.m. great timing for me, because like done with classes, done with dinner, perfect. But my family live in London, or just outside of London, which means that they're obviously asleep when I was doing my show. But my new time means that they have the pleasure of listening to me while they eat dinner. How lucky are they? So hello to my family. My brother, actually, huge congratulations to him, because he just was, what's the word, appointed leader of his chamber music group at the Royal College of Music in London, which is like hugely, like if you know Juilliard, it's like the Juilliard of London. Insane. He's just like the most talented kid, and he's having to deal with all of the stress of college applications right now, which I'm sure you guys are very familiar with and remember well. So everyone wish good luck to him, because we all know how difficult that is. And on top of that, he's doing the IB, so even more good luck to him. But he's doing great. He just got appointed leader of the chamber music group, and he's gonna kill it. I wish, hopefully I'll get to see him perform a couple times or lead this year, but who knows. Anyway, pleasure to have you guys listening to me. And so the next song, we'll hear a bit from Max, because she's actually the one that suggested this song. And I mean, she suggested it, but I've been obsessed with it for not obsessed with it, but listening to it on repeat, you know, recently. And the next song is Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac, but it's the live at the Warner Brothers studio version. But yeah, Max, let's hear from you.
Oh, hello. Hello everyone. It's Max in the studio. First of all, just want to say hi to Victoria. Is my mic on? Anyway, so I wanted to say hello to Victoria and special guest that's listening. And yeah, this song is the equivalent of thinking about the Roman Empire, ancient Romans. You know how they say that men constantly think of that? I think our female version of that is thinking about this song and how Stevie Nicks sang it to whoever the guy is that she wrote it about, who's also the guitarist. So.
Okay. Yeah, so thank you, Max. And here is Silver Springs.
Silver spring, blue green.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Silver Springs is a great old song. Thank you.
I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after.
That was Luna by the Smashing Pumpkins. And I love that song. But then again, I say that about literally every song that I play. So guess that doesn't make it too special. The next thing we have up is our PSA of the show, which will be read to you by Max. So Max, take it away.
Thank you very much. Okay, so... our PSA for today is very on brand for
the day. Ah, there we go. Very on brand for the day. Our PSA is don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And yeah, don't get behind the wheel, don't hit houses, and don't walk your dog when you're drunk.
Thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
Oddly specific message. the next song is actually, Max doesn't know I'm doing this, but if you enjoy the next song, you know, support a rising artist, because the next song is actually Max's song. This is Mildly Wasted.
What? Thanks.
Mildly Wasted by Max Dubrow, who we're lucky enough to have in the studio with us. I've actually played that song before, but it was before it was released. She recorded that, what, when you were 16? 2021? 2022? 16, 17, so. And then she recently released it, but we played it last semester in, like, February, I think. But it hadn't been released yet. It was released in August, last month. So keep streaming that and help her out. She's a very talented artist. You don't even know how good her voice is. Like, the song is great, but, like, you don't have any idea. So hopefully she'll get more songs out and you'll get to hear her voice. I enjoy it. the next song is If I Had a Gun by Noel Gallagher. So have high flying birds. I don't know.
I city down for you. If I had the time, I'd stop the world and make you mine, and every day would stay the same.
Apart and you'll go blind. some kind of night into your darkness. Close your eyes with what's not there.
That was Fade Into You by Mazzy Star. This next song is dedicated to my mother and kind of to my brother, and he'll understand why. I played violin for like 8 years and I was trash. And I have not picked up a violin in many years. And I've kind of been considering it recently. Like I think I will get back into it eventually. Just to like play around. My mother's probably screaming for joy right now because that's all she wanted. But then this is one of the first songs that my brother and I learned to play on the violin. And my mom loves the Carpenters. So next up, Mom, Locke, everyone that taught us violin when we were 8, this goes out to you. This is Top of the World by the Carpenters.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in my almost everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
That was Pine Grove with The Alarmists. So I discovered Pine Grove about a year ago, like end of last summer, beginning of freshman year. And I got super into them and I just fell in love with their music. Then I kind of went on a bit of a hiatus. But I guess we're back because I started listening to them a lot again. And it kind of, you know, songs are so associated, and bands and whatever are so associated to like parts of our lives, and like when we listen to it, it makes us feel nostalgic and reminiscent. And it's not even that you're like thinking about it, but it evokes that kind of feeling. I don't know if you know what I mean, but that's what that kind of does for me. And I'd never actually heard of the band or listened to any of their music, and I sent it to my cousin. I was like, I really like this band, I think you would like them too. And she was like, they literally have one of my favorite songs of all time. And I was like, it's so cool. I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point. But our next song is going to be, we're going to finish on another Fleetwood Mac song, Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac, but it's the live 1977 version, so it's like 8 minutes long. Anyway, thank you so much, Max, for being here. You are listening to London Calling, and we are on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you've enjoyed, and see you not next week, but the following week. I have an alternating show this year. So here is Fleetwood Mac to end the afternoon session.